makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friend, Lum and Abner. A familiar waltz that almost everyone has danced to is that old favorite, 3 o'clock in the morning. But it's also something more than just a dance tune. When it goes this way...
Oh, gosh. 3 o'clock in the morning. What's keeping me awake?
It's the familiar tune of those who toss and turn in bed for hours waiting for sleep to come. When that happens to you, find out what's causing your sleeplessness. It may be coffee. Because while many people can drink coffee without being kept awake, many others simply can't. Some people, too, can drink it in the morning without ill effects, but should never touch it at night. So if you suspect that coffee is robbing you of the sleep you need, switch to Postum, for there's neither caffeine nor any other stimulant in Postum to disturb your rest. You'll soon forget coffee in your enjoyment of Postum's grand, mellow, satisfying flavor. Postum is very easy to make, too, and costs less than a half a cent a cup. So if coffee's been keeping you awake, start enjoying Postum at mealtime or even late at night, and see if you don't start enjoying sound sleep. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner's new business, the Lonesome Heart Matrimonial Bureau, seems to have gotten off to a flying start, as the old fellows have already received numerous letters from prospective customers. Now, writing newspaper advertisements telling of the advantages of married life, Lum, who has remained a bachelor all these years, has become interested in matrimony, and is now sending out pictures of himself to members of the fairer sex who have written in. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears over at the Jot 'em Down store talking with Abner. Listen.
Well, you're just wasting your time, Grandpap. I told you I don't want no photographs took.
Yeah, well, how about a nice family group of you and Elizabeth and Pearl in?
Well, we've got one of all three of us. You saw it. Sits right there on the mantelpiece in the setting room.
Oh, that thing. Well, Pearl was just a baby whenever that was took.
Well, yes, but it's us anyway. We look a heap better than we do now, anyway. Yonder comes Lum and Dick Huddleston. Talk to them about it. Now, Lum might be interested. He's sending out a lot of pictures of himself to these women folks that writes into our matrimonial bureau.
Well, what's he doing sending his own picture out? I thought you fellas were trying to find husbands for the women that writes in.
Yeah, well, Lum's wanting to get married. And, besides, ain't many men writing in. Most of them are all women folks.
Why, Lum wouldn't get married if he can find somebody to take him.
Well, he says he's going to if he can find somebody that suits him.
Man, I do know.
Oh, yeah, he got to writing them advertisements for the matrimony bureau. Made it sound so nice, he sold himself on the idea.
Well, I'm proud to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, I never could understand what he wanted to live over there by himself doing his own work for her, no way.
Oh, no, no. Well, we want to encourage it all we can. Grandpa. Don't let him back out of this thing this time. Well, come in, feller.
You got some more mail, Abner.
Well, good.
Yeah,
good.
Howdy, Richard.
Well, hello, Grandpap. How are you?
Yeah, howdy, Grandpap. I never seen you sitting there. Come in out of that sun. It looks pitch dark in here.
Yeah.
Oh, me. Sit down, Dick. Sit down.
Yeah, thanks. Well, thank you.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with me today. Don't want to do nothing but sit, looks like. I notice you coming up there just now, dragging along there like you just could make it.
Well, I've been so drowsy all day, I just couldn't hardly keep my eyes open.
Yeah, me too. Is there any I could stretch from here to Old Piney Mountain if it weren't so far back?
Yeah, you fellas just got the spring fever. That's what's the matter with you.
Yeah, that's just what the trouble is. Been bothered with it myself. Charity always starts dosing me with sulfur and molasses on this time of year. It seems to pick me up about as good as anything. Yeah, that's good, all right. Any kind of a good blood tonic.
That sassafras tea is a good thing for a feller's blood, too, to thin it down with.
Oh, yeah, I love that stuff. Kenny, I think I'll get Cedric to dig me up some sassafras roots. That's just what I need. Well, of course, the best thing, if a feller can get to it, find a good spring of sulfur water.
Yeah.
Drink that stuff for a while. It'll put the iron in you. Years ago, we used to drive over to Abernathy Springs just to load a whole barrel of that water on the wagon and bring it home.
Yeah, well, there's a sulfur spring over there by Crystal Hill Schoolhouse, too. Just a good mind to go over there and get some of that.
Well, I don't know. I never have found anything that'll help the spring fever a whole lot. In fact, I don't want to find anything. I kind of enjoy it. Just nothing in the world but an excuse for laziness.
About it right down. That's about what it is.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, there's a half a dozen letters there now to the matrimony bureau that ought to be answered, but I just ain't got to get up to sit down and do it.
No.
That's sort of what I want to talk to you about, too. I'm wondering if I couldn't make some photographs for you.
Photographs?
Yeah, I'm opening up a kind of a photograph gallery over there at the place. Got that camera my boy sent me for Christmas, and I figured I might as well be making a little something out of it, so I went out taking some of Richard here day before yesterday.
Yeah, how'd those come out anyway, Granddad?
Well, I don't know yet, Richard. Ain't got them printed.
Yeah,
but I know they'll be good. I've took them before with that camera. It does good work.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know, Granddad, what I need with them. Well, Abner's telling me you're sending out a bunch of your pictures to these women folks that's right saying to the matrimony bureau.
Well, what are you doing sending out your picture, Lon?
Why, he's looking for a wife.
Abner, will you shut up?
Oh.
Blab everything you know. I ain't looking for no wife. I'm just sending him out because we ain't got no others to send out.
Well, yeah, but you said if you could find the right one that you'd get his.
Well, that's fine, Lon. I'm glad to hear it.
Well, I ain't decided for sure. And I think it's a good idea, Lom. It's what you ordered 8 years ago.
Oh, yeah. That's the only life, Lom. Why, you're missing the greatest things in life. A home and a family and all.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to tell him. There ain't nothing finer than a good, understanding woman. A wife for a feller. Every man ought to be head of a home.
Well, I don't know. I sort of get gibberish every time I get to thinking about it. Live by myself so long now and done as I please. I just don't know hardly. Well, you can still do as you please. A man's always head of the house.
Why, yeah, I wouldn't worry about that part of it, Lon. That's the reason I can sit over here and loaf with you fellas, and the wife looks after the store over there for
me. Yeah, I ain't never had no trouble that way. They ain't hard to get along with if you know how to handle them.
Just don't never let her get the upper hand. You'll be all right.
Yes, sir, it's the only life. And then, Lon, why, you have some incentive to work.
There comes Cedric Weehunt. I think he's aiming on getting splashed. Aiming on marrying Ezra Seastrom's daughter, I hear.
Well, it'd be the finest thing in the world for Cedric. Clarabelle's a mighty nice girl.
Oh, yes, she is.
Yeah, come in, Cedric.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Oh, howdy. You fellas ain't so... Oh, howdy, Mr. Dick. I've been looking all over town for you.
Looking for me?
Yes, Mom. Your woman's mad enough to bite. Says if you don't get back down to the store there, she's going to lock it up and leave it.
Well, she's just joking, Cedric.
Oh, she weren't neither. Never seen her so mad. Said she told you to be back there in 30 minutes, and you've been gone nearly an hour.
Well, I didn't think... Oh, of course, she's just joking, fellas, but I expect I had better mosey on over there and help her.
Yeah, all right, Dave.
Yeah, come back again if you can.
Yeah, so long, Richard. Oh, he's gone.
You better not go over there thinking she's joking, though. He's liable to get hurt.
Yeah, he knows it. He ain't moseying along, either. He might line a trot right now. She cured that spring fever of his.
Yeah, he just lets that woman of his boss him too much. If that had been me, I'd have just sat right here the rest of the afternoon just to spite her.
Me too, Grandpap, me too. He just don't know how to handle her, that's all.
Well, what'd you say here about you and Clarabelle going to get married, Cedric?
Mom, oh, yes, Mom, I guess so, when I say $25.
Well, that's mighty fine, too, Cedric.
Well, I'm going to get married, you know.
Well, who to?
Well, he don't know yet. He just sent his picture out to some of these women that write.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, fellas. I never wanted to tell you why Dick was here, but I think I've done got her picked out.
He has?
Yeah, there was a letter come in here this morning, Abner. I never showed you. From a lady in Texarkana.
Well?
I got her picture over at the house. It done wrote her and told her she suited me all right. If I suited her, we'd just get married.
You did? Yeah. Well, good for you. Good for you, Lum. I'm proud to hear.
What kind of a looking woman is she, Lum? Oh, she's beautiful. Ain't never been married and said you just never found a man she thought she could get along with.
Now, wait a minute, Lum. That's all right, I believe.
Yeah, go ahead and answer.
Yeah.
And you done wrote her and asked her, huh? Yeah, can't hardly wait to get another hearing.
Hey, wait a minute, feller. Jot him down, store. Mom? Oh, yes, Mom, he's here. Here, Grandpap, it's your woman for him.
Oh, yeah. That's why she's home.
I don't know. Here, thank you.
Hello? Mom? Nothing, just sitting here talking to Abner and Mom. Well, I ain't loafing. I was talking business with them. Yes, I was, too. Huh? Well, I never meant to contradict you, but I... Yes, well, I worked the garden Saturday, though. No, it won't hurt it none, but... Yes, all right, Charity, I'll be right on over. I will right this minute. All right. Goodbye. Well, I got to run along, feller. Somebody over the place there wants to see me on business. I'll see you later.
Hey, all right, Grandpa.
Reckon you want to see him.
Well, from the sound of things, his woman's hootie. Want him to work the garden.
I thought the women folks are supposed to look after the garden.
Well, they generally do, but I think Grandpa's just letting his woman run over him.
Yeah, it's... Noticing that.
Well, here, tell me more about that woman down in Texarkana, the one you said you mailed a letter to a while ago.
Well, I just got the letter this morning, and she's awful nice-looking woman, all right. Of course, better can't tell hardly till I believe that's our ring.
Uh-oh, yeah, I'll get it. Hello, Jotham Down Store. Mom? I ain't been talking on the phone. Oh, yeah, oh, well, here, that was Grandpappy Spirit. He was talking. Well, I'm sorry. What was it you was wanting? All right, is that all? Just a can of baking powder? All right, I'll bring them. And I was just wondering if we couldn't have supper a little early, for I'm going to lodge tonight.
How old is this woman, Mr. Long, you're going to marry?
I did. I just now said it.
Be quiet, Cedric. I want
to
hear
it. Why not? Well, I'm an officer. I got to be there. Well, I won't stay so late this time. Yes, Mom, I know you did, but I never knowed you meant I never could go back again. Well, please, Elizabeth, I promise I'll get... I ain't arguing. Yes, Mom. Well, the boys is going to think I ain't taking no interest. Yes, Mom. All right, I'll stay home. Well, I said I'd stay. Yes, Mom. Just a minute, Elizabeth. Wait a minute, Mom. Where are you going?
I'll be back directly.
Well, now, here now. Don't you run off again.
I won't be gone but a minute. I want to run over to the post office and get a letter I mailed before it's too late.
Evidently, Lum feels a bachelor's life might not be so bad after all. If ever so often you mothers have a hard time getting your children to drink milk, what's it like when you go visiting and Dad stays home as nursemaid? He might try bribery or reasoning, or he might do this.
Young man, just because your mother's not home, don't think you can get away without drinking that milk. Milk is good for you. So you better pick up that glass by the time I count three, or something's going to happen.
Well, whatever happens probably won't be pleasant for either of them. And that's too bad, because there's such an easy way to get children to drink the quart of milk their growing bodies need every day. It's to give them postum made with milk. No child can resist this delicious drink with its tempting fragrance and its delightful mellow flavor. And every child loves the grown-up feeling that a steaming cup of golden brown postum gives him. Best of all, it's perfectly all right to give your child as much postum made with milk as he wants, since postum contains no caffeine or other stimulant that could affect young digestive systems or cause sleeplessness or nervousness. And since postum is not a sweet, rich drink, it does not destroy childish appetites for other foods. So tomorrow, start giving your children postum. Serve it made with milk, steaming hot in the cup, and see if that youngster of yours doesn't drink every last drop and ask for more. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.